yesterday.
Vaccine.
Johnson and Johnson.
The news was not good.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. The FDA and the CDC shut it down like Gordon Ramsay there in a kitchen. Saying that Johnson & Johnson vaccine is on pause right now, as other states have actually followed along with it. So it is now officially due to possible blood clotting issues in a few, I think six cases is what they said.
Six, but six women, I think.
They're being proactive about this and saying the pause could last days to maybe just a few weeks, but that it shouldn't
upset the entire
thing.
There's actually a meeting today to discuss it between all the parties.
So, I mean, this is right after we had Fauci on yesterday on the show.
Right, and, which, and after AT&T Stadium just set up the big Johnson & Johnson vaccination hub on Sunday.
To AT&T Stadium we go because of that big event that was planned this weekend. For some reason, he wanted to talk about this, and why not? Good morning. To speak about that AT&T Stadium rollout that was to be with Johnson & Johnson.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
Jerry.
Yeah.
You're having me on and as your official medical correspondent.
Your what? What?
Yeah.
Our medical what?
Correspondent?
I'm an expert. You know what I said.
You're not an expert. I know it's
We were all set to go here in Arlington. Here at Aerobus Stadium. Going to be a big rollout on Sunday. Going to be jabbing people with the Fauci Achi and the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But they say, no, hold on.
Johnson & Johnson.
No.
Hold on. They're going to talk about it today.
Yes, big meeting, Jerry.
Yeah, so, you know, what am I supposed to do? Now I got, like, these bushels of vaccines here just sitting here.
Bushels?
Yeah, you know, luckily it's the Johnson & Johnson. I don't have to refrigerate them or nothing. But,
right.
I mean, where am I putting them? You know, I have to stuff them in lockers, and, you know, in offices right here. And just, it's a bit of a mess.
Piling up on
it's a bit of a mess, I tell you.
And what are you going to do if they decide not to use it?
Yeah, where are you going to go?
I warned them about this, that we should have options.
Oh, you did? Options.
You know, we could either go with the Johnson & Johnson one.
The Johnson
&
Johnson.
Or we could have went with the Pfizer one.
The Pfizer.
That's right, Pfizer.
No, the PSI.
Or the Moderna.
Oh, wow.
And I said, well, Johnson & Johnson's one that I could basically pronounce the best. So we should probably go with that one. But there are other alternatives that we can switch to that are on the market that are not getting the biggest publicity.
Really?
You know, I suggested from the beginning we should go with the, forget Johnson & Johnson one, we should go with the Jones & Jones vaccine.
The Jones & Jones.
Oh, did you have one?
Yeah, did you make one?
We have been working, on our own other ventures.
Yes.
I got one of my old Wildcat & Companies to switch things up and start working on a vaccine when all this started.
Really? I had not heard this.
I'm happy to say early trials. Well, the efficacy rate. It's funny I can say that word, but not any other. It's a fun word.
Efficacy.
Kind of sounds like you're cussing, but you're not.
I'm not going to say it now.
But early trials have shown that, well, it's about as, it'll get you to the postseason once every 25 years. That's what we found out with this vaccine. It's not as efficient as we hoped. But we're going to try to fix this Johnson & Johnson thing. I've actually called the one guy that I think has the solution.
Oh.
And that would be, well, we're going to tie him into it. It's going to be now the Dwayne The Rock Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Is that?
Because he fixes everything.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson Johnson.
That's right. You know what I'm cooking right there.
Yeah. I see
so if you need some extra vaccines that nobody wants, you know, I'll be out with my truck.
No, you're not allowed to.
I got mine.
Don't give them away. That doesn't work that way.
Another.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There he is. Jerry on the line.
I'm going to take a shot at Johnny Walker.
I bet you are.
It's KB and Marley.